This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Summer is a time for the outdoors and sports activities, but it also can be a season of higher risk for back and spine injuries. Nationally recognized doctors and minimally invasive back and spine care expert, Dr. Augustus John, or A.J. Rush III, is here to help listeners make the most of the season while ensuring good and spine health. And Dr. Rush, thanks for joining us here today.
No, Eric, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here and happy to shed light on this, these questions and answer anything I can.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. And again, thanks for your time. So again, summer is associated with sunburns and related heat ailments, but most people aren't aware that back and spine injury risk rise with temperatures as well. Can you tell us a little bit about why that is?
Sure. Yeah, you know, it's a good point. It's multifactorial, and I think there's a lot of data and studies out there. But in general, you know, at the end of the day, this summer, you have longer days, there's more daylight, and so there's more activity that you can kind of get into and probably more ways that you can hurt yourself. I think one of the simplest thoughts is, you know, it most of the time is beach season or pool season, so everybody to some extent is getting a little more active and maybe trying some workouts or exercises that they don't normally do. So I think that's one component of kind of the wear and tear back pain rising. At the same time, I think people, because you have more time on your hands, kids and high school kids, college kids, people aren't in school, so you're maybe engaging a little bit higher risk activities. And you know, that can be stuff such as personal watercrafts, boating, jet skiing, mountain biking, kind of all the summer activities we know, those activities do have a higher rate of spine injuries if an injury occurs. And then I think the temperature itself is higher, right? So just easier fatigue on your body's muscle and joints. And that's kind of where it all goes. And so then when you talk about kind of how to prevent that, it really depends. But in general, I tell people you should listen to your body, right? I mean, if you haven't run a marathon ever in your life, you wouldn't start by running 26 miles. And so I think even though the summertime is such a fantastic time to get out there and be active, hang out with your family and friends, you know, listen to yourself and be realistic in expectations. At the end of the day, the summer is long enough that you can start with doing a little bit in the beginning and kind of work your way up to certain activities.
Certainly some helpful information to get things underway here today. Now, there certainly are a number of concerns around potential injuries during the summer season as well. If you would, Dr. Rush, are there some general guidelines you'd like to share to help us keep our back and spine safe and pain-free during the summer?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I think obviously at the time of this interview, we're halfway through the summer at this point. I tell people, you know, in the springtime, if you're really going to have some sort of plan for a lot of outdoor activities, or you're going to be doing, you know, whether it's camping trip, biking trip, boating trip, something like that, you know, preparing yourself with, you know, gentle core exercises, maybe going into a fitness class and working your way up, yoga and Pilates, anything like that can be helpful in terms of preventing wear and tear injuries. I think when we talk about some of these more traumatic injuries that can be obviously catastrophic, you know, being careful and following appropriate guidelines for boating, for jet skiing, for mountain biking, obviously wear a helmet, be aware of your surroundings, et cetera. And then I think one that is probably well known to the listeners, because I think some of these kind of injuries make the news, but a devastating spine problem that happens to people is if they dive into shallow bodies of water. And so that one, you know, when I talk about prevention, and if I could leave everyone with one thing, that's a quite a preventable problem, is know the depth, right? If you can't see the bottom or you don't know what you're diving into, I tell people don't do it, right? And especially with lakes and rivers, can have ups and downs in terms of how deep they are, even if you've been told previously that you have, you know, tons of room to dive head first. I would tell people that you should always double check the depth and even triple check. And if there's any question at all, obviously refrain from diving headfirst into anything.
Great advice, and I hope everyone tuning in is paying close attention to your advice as well. Now, I've had the opportunity to review both your background and your credentials. Research and board certification is extraordinary. With the proliferation of information on the web, can you help our listeners also understand the best way to get information about back and spine care when they have a concern?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. And I totally agree with you. There's information everywhere. And I think lots of avenues of information are good. Like, I'm never against people coming in with questions from all sorts of different people in their lives or social media, et cetera. You know, I think if you're talking about something that needs obviously medical treatment, and I consider that to be pain that's been lasting for a prolonged period of a couple of weeks without improvement with anti-inflammatories or things like that, I think going to your primary care doctor can be a great start. I think if there's any question that it's something more specific or worsening from their standpoint, I always suggest seeing a spine specialist. And then, you know, that becomes a question of what does that really mean? And to me, you know, those are neurosurgeons or orthopedic surgeons that have had extra training in the spine specifically. But it also incorporates some of our non-operative physicians as well, physiatrists and some of our pain management colleagues who also have specialized training in the spine. This is probably like a little bit of a shameless plug for Texas Back, but I think it's, you know, the beauty of our practice is we do have neurosurgeons, orthopedic surgeons, physiatrists, pain doctors. So we kind of have everything under one roof. And I think that's what I would, you know, tell your listeners to really be looking for is you want people that can treat the spine from head to toe in a obviously operative versus non-operative pathway and kind of running the entire gambit. But that being said, I think there's a lot of benefit from physical therapy, chiropractic care, and even some of the other treatment algorithms like acupuncture and things like that. I think all of those things are useful, but I tend to recommend to people, you know, if you start with a kind of one-stop shop spine place, you can get pointed in the right direction very quickly in terms of how to get rid of your pain and get you on the road to recovery.
Dr. Rush, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today. Again, we're speaking with Dr. A.J. Rush III. He is an orthopedic spine surgeon at the Texas Back Institute practicing in Dallas and Irving, Texas. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Spine Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, while back and spinal injuries can be both serious and consequential at any age, my sense is that children may be at higher risk than suspected, particularly during the summer months. Can you share some guidance for parents hoping to keep their kids injury-free during the remainder of the summer?
Sure. Yeah, you know, I think children having a little bit of higher propensity kind of goes back to the idea that a little bit more free time, kids get a little more rambunctious, and they're involved in more outdoor activities in the summertime usually. You know, staying hydrated, taking breaks during outdoor activities, I think are super important to prevent all musculoskeletal injuries. Being cognizant of trying to cool down or get inside every now and then to again, kind of reset the system is really important. Stretching before any exercise, whether they're playing soccer, softball, football, whatever that people are doing in the summer, I think is extremely important. And then I think going back to that, you know, the catastrophic injury that I always tell people is quite preventable if you're just careful. Is, you know, if you're around a body of water and you're jumping in, I would tell every parent just make sure you know how deep it is, if especially if they're diving head first, and just be present and use the appropriate safety devices, life jackets, things like that. And I think, you know, people will be able to decrease injuries and improve the overall summertime happiness, playing outside, things like that.
Now, Dr. Rush, I know this is a huge question to ask of you as we near the end of our conversation here today, but can you share some of the transformative treatments available to people who have suffered back and spine injuries or are experiencing pain? That would be really appreciated.
Yeah, that's a tough question for sure. You know, I mean, I think we're more and more improving what we're able to offer patients in terms of symptom relief and return to what I consider normal. And it kind of runs the gambit. I mean, that's a tough question given like it totally depends on what the problem is. But, you know, we've now gotten better at replacing the discs if it's worn out. We've gotten much better, I think, about treating fractures if something's broken. The way that we fuse the spine, if it's ever needed, has become more and more minimally invasive. And then, you know, for things like disc herniations and some of the more run-of-the-mill injuries, I think we've gotten much, much better again about minimally invasive options that allow for extremely rapid return to baseline function and getting you back out there to live the life that you want to be living. And of course, those are just the surgical options. I think we've also improved over time with how we, you know, diagnose and then therefore treat run-of-the-mill wear and tear back pain, and how we can, you know, continue to allow patients to get the most out of the body they have and continue to optimize it for the future. And that's where, you know, the combination of, you know, therapy and pain management, I think, go a long way in terms of helping people get back to pre-injury state and really being able to live a happy, pain-free life.
Dr. Rush, we certainly want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Before you go in conclusion, can you share a good tip or parting advice for the listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, as I said before, just listen to yourself in terms of pain. You know, don't go and go full court press on something if you haven't done it in a while. But the summertime is a great time to get back into old activities that you didn't that you haven't done in a while, especially depending on where you live. If it's colder, maybe you haven't been able to get outside in a while. And so I think just being understanding that you haven't done those things in a while, being slow to start is normal. But the summer's a long time and you can get strong by the end and do all the things you want to do if you just listen to your body.
Once again, great advice as we conclude today, and a great place to wrap things up as well. Where can listeners tap into Texas Back Institute and get more information online? Where's the best place to do so?
Sure. Yeah. Our website, texasback.com, great place to get information, including connections to different resources across the web that we've kind of trusted and vetted and that we think are useful. And definitely, obviously, if there's any issues for any of the listeners in those areas, or we even take telemedicine and fly-in patients, we're happy to see new patients at any time.
Again, listeners, it is texasback.com. Dr. Rush, thanks so much again for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Dr. A.J. Rush III, an orthopedic spine surgeon at the Texas Back Institute, practicing in Dallas and Irving, Texas. And for all the details, again, visit texasback.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.